This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
Here's another Wake Up Call top five. These are the top five surprising things husbands miss about being single. Gavin, you found this. You're obviously the only married husband here on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, it's true.
Well, I mean, you don't have to say married husband, because if he was an unmarried husband, he'd be a divorcee.
Gavin, do you have your list ready?
I do. This is from, ironically, Woman's Day magazine. First thing right off the bat, having an entire bed to yourself. You're going to miss that.
I do love it, even though I have to share it with my dog. Still.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
And if you want to, you can lock your dog in a cage.
True.
Cannot do that to a wife.
No. Right. Okay. Not without the authorities getting involved.
Exactly.
Unless she's into that.
Also, attending only one set of family events.
Okay.
Like, for instance, you are very close with your parents. Mm-hmm. You love it. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? When you get married, now you got two sets of parents.
Right.
Mm.
If you've never been a kid from a divorced family, well, guess what? This is kind of what it feels like.
Oh.
You need to go through and decide which holidays belong to which parents. And I know what you're about to say. Well, we've got very great Christmas traditions and Thanksgiving traditions that I do with my family. Well, guess what? Your wife probably does, too.
True.
And you guys are going to have to Rochambeau for it, because one of you is going to miss out.
Right.
Rain,
okay.
Is your girlfriend pretty close with her family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, little boy.
Okay.
All right.
So that's going to lead into another one that is on this list that I agree with. His mom and her unconditional love. You're going to miss it.
Mm.
I don't know why. But, and I'm not saying that this is the situation with me, but I know many, many people where a mother-in-law and a wife become sort of adversaries of each other.
Mm.
I know this happens so much. And guess what happens in that situation? You're in the middle.
Right.
And you need to pick a side.
Huh.
And I've seen it go down so many times where friends of mine or relatives, I'm not going to say who, have decided to remain silent. Oh, is that the word? That's a bad choice. You might as well stand next to your mom if you're going to remain silent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, and it's going to happen. There's probably going to be something where your mom is going to feel one way and your wife is going to feel another way.
Right.
You have to take the wife's side.
Yeesh.
Almost every single time.
I mean, I don't have sons, but I will say my daughter-in-law would have to crap glitter. She'd have to be nearly perfect.
To do what?
To be with my precious baby boy.
And then how's it going to feel if you don't feel that way and he takes her side?
Well, then I guess he's not going to marry her.
Wow.
No, this is after the damage is done.
Oh,
okay, two more.
Or I become best friends with her and she and I,
no.
You know.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that's
no?
A nightmare.
Okay.
Oh, my
wow.
God. Okay. Two more. Uh-huh. Last two. Having a woman hang on every word of your story, that goes away. You get married, and your stories are no longer interesting.
Oh, stories have never been interesting from Jump Street.
Oh, do you mean like if you meet a girl at a bar, and she's trying to impress you, and you guys are flirting, and then she's acting like everything you're saying is like so funny?
And not even the first time you meet. I'm talking about just the whole like lead up to a relationship or while you're dating before you propose. All of that stuff. Like you're telling her a story. Like the story is new and exciting and stuff like that, and she's interested, or even hobbies or interests. Those are gone. Those are totally gone. My wife doesn't care about old stories that I tell. She's heard them all. She doesn't care about like my interests anymore for the most part, because she's got bigger things to fill her brain with.
You guys have both said many times that I need to stop telling my stories to you and stop talking at you and talking to you.
Right.
So,
which one are you, a wife or a mother?
Let's pretend I'm your wife.
You're not.
Okay, but I'm sure.
We can lock you in a cage.
Right, yeah.
I looked into it. And then finally on this list, flirting with and checking out other women. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You know that's coming down the pike, but you don't know sometimes how much it's going to sting.
I feel like most of these are things women miss when they get married, too.
Like what? Which ones? Don't say bed. That's universal. Besides bed.
Okay. What were the other ones? I mean, flirting and checking people out? Yes, obviously.
What about attending one family set of events?
Ugh.
I mean, you. As far as I know, I don't think you really go to any family events.
I don't, but if I had in-laws that were keeping me from my family events, I'd absolutely feel this way.
You might be an impartial
listening
juror.
Listening to my stories, I can't even remember the last time that happened. And if my husband is listening, I don't know, because he just stands there silently, which is it's like he's a robot that powered down, but his eyes are still open.
Well, what a skill. That's a skill.
What else is on there?
The only one left, and this is one that you can't really relate to, is that your husband comes between you and your dad. That's not really...
No, my husband has never come between me and anybody, but it's also because he is not paying attention.
And that is also because Mike, choose a side. And he goes, I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.